Hello, I am Malcolm Cox. I still have bronchitis, but we'll press on. This podcast is called The Story of Why Teaching Needs Magic. Let me tell you the story of how I first got into teaching. I graduated in 1983. The recession was relentless and the unemployment queues were long. A local school had a sudden vacancy, and although I had no teacher training, I was cheap. So I got the job. January 1984 was cold, but I was in a highly heated state as I walked into a classroom for the first time as a teacher. It took the children 5 minutes to work out that I didn't know what I was doing. It took me 10 minutes to figure out that they had figured it out. From that point on, it was a matter of damage limitation. The low point came when I interrupted a fight between two boys, only to have a young pupil called Nicholas jump onto my back and ride me like a horse. We had some fun, mind you, and most of the time we got along very well. It's possible the pupils actually learned a few things too, but I know that I learned much more. My time at Hollington School taught me two incontrovertible truths about teaching. Number one, you can teach nothing unless you have the attention of the class. And two, you can teach nothing unless you have the attention of the class. Okay, only one truth, but it bore repeating. All the training and education philosophy and practice and all the accurate communication of course material is worth nothing if no one's listening. Christopher Emden makes this point in his TED talk called Teach Teachers How to Create Magic. It's only a few minutes long, and if you have time, just Google Christopher Emden's name and the TED Talks and go and have a listen and a look at that excellent talk. He points us to barbershops, rap concerts, and Pentecostal black churches as places where performers connect with their audience. I'll summarise here what he sees in black preachers that help attention. Number one, they are aware of the need to connect with their audience. They're aware of it. Two, if the connection isn't there, they stop. They don't carry on. They ask for the connection by saying things like, "Can I get an amen?" And of course the congregation say back, "Amen." Thirdly, their voices vary in pitch from the very loud to a whisper. Fourthly, their body language confirms that what they are talking about matters. Now, Christopher Emden's point is not so much what creates the magic in education, so much as that it can be learned. His prescription? Go to the barbershop, the rap concert, the black church. Take notes on what you see that works and imitate it. A few years ago, I took my son to see Jay-Z in concert. What an experience that was. The only people my age in the auditorium were the stewards. My son loved it, and actually, so did I. Not that I'm into that style of music particularly, but I learned so much from seeing the connection between Jay-Z and his audience. Do you teach? Do you speak to people and attempt to educate or persuade? Maybe it's time to step outside that comfort zone and visit somewhere where connection is real and attention is captured. The classroom or the church service doesn't need a performance to be worthwhile, but it does need magic if boredom is to be avoided. Of course, the best example of all is Jesus, rather than Jay-Z, a man who drew crowds with his stories and taught like no one else ever had before or has since. My best tip of all, study how he taught and learn from the master. Have you got any thoughts on how we create connection between speakers and listeners? Please leave a comment on this blog and help us all to create the magic. Every classroom and every church needs it. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.